The Lahore High Court, LHC, has ruled that a case must be decided solely on the basis of cogent and substantial evidence available on the record of the case in question, rather than relying on facts or materials drawn from other registered cases, unless such facts are formally brought on record in accordance with the law. Justice Syed Shahbaz Ali Rizvi of the LHC gave the ruling while setting aside a trial court order in which a district judge dismissed a private complaint filed by a woman after discussing facts not present on the record of the instant case. The district court, while considering the facts of other connected cases not available in evidence of the case in hand, has traveled beyond its jurisdiction in this regard, Justice Rizvi observed. He further noted that the witnesses, namely the petitioner woman and her husband, Iftihar Ahmad, had consistently narrated the occurrence allegedly taking place on April 24, 2023. Their statements, the judge added, were prima facie supported by the medico-legal examination certificate, post-mortem report, and the application submitted by the petitioner to the relevant SHO. Justice Rizvi observed that, at this preliminary stage, the district court was expected to consider only the facts narrated by the witnesses and the evidence presented through the three documents. In the court's view, this evidence was sufficient to warrant the issuance of process against the proposed accused under Section 204 of the Criminal Procedure Code, CRPC, 1898. Accordingly, Justice Rizvi set aside the impugned order and directed the trial court to issue process against the respondents and proceed with the trial in accordance with the law. The facts of other connected cases, known by the court, are not to be considered to decide the subject case unless the same are brought on record in due course of law, the judge reiterated. He also observed that the petitioner woman had filed the private complaint on February 20, 2024, and that her cursory statement was recorded. After the statement of the injured witness, Iftihar Ahmad, was also recorded, the petitioner closed the cursory evidence. The complaint was then fixed for arguments on April 15, 2024. A perusal of the impugned order revealed that, aside from the witness statements, the petitioner also submitted an application to the SHO for FIR registration, the attested copy of the medico-legal report of Iftihar Ahmad, and the post-mortem examination report of the deceased. However, while passing the impugned order, the district court discussed facts that were not available in the record of the present case. It further transpired that the trial court, at this preliminary stage, allowed the respondent, who is the complainant in a connected FIR, to contest the complaint without being formally summoned. Notably, the presence of the respondent, Muhammad Usman, and his counsel was not marked on the order sheet, while only the presence of the petitioner's counsel was noted.